It was a fantastic vacation. I loved every minute of it. But oh God, last night, babe. Don't you dare apologize again. I'm telling you now, you have absolutely nothing to apologize for. Last night was amazing. I loved every part of it. I know you think you went too far, but I'm telling you didn't. I mean, I've been bugging you for months, telling you that I wanted you to get aggressive, that I liked when you got a little rough. I really wanted it. Sometimes, when we're in the middle of fucking, I tell you to go harder or pull my hair, and you do it, but what I really wanted was for you to take control, for you to just grab me and manhandle me, toss me around and use me. I've wanted you to lose control. So, for months, I kept pushing you and needling you, trying to prod you into getting rough. And I know, babe, I know that's not easy for you. And how you feel about it, about being that violent, especially with women, I get it. I really do. It's one of the things that I love about you the most. But I kept telling you that with me, it was okay. That I wanted you to do that. But you just wouldn't do it. And then last night, I knew something was up at dinner. You were kind of quiet and keeping to yourself. I figured you were thinking the same things I was, that it was our last night of vacation and that we had to come home today. And you were a little morose about that, but we finished dinner and went out on the deck to watch the sunset, and still, you were quiet, withdrawn. We watched the sun dipping down toward the horizon in silence, and once the light finally started to fade behind the water, you stood over and walked over to my lounge chair. I looked up and I saw this intensity in your eyes, something I've never seen before. And just as I was about to ask what was wrong with you, you grabbed me by the hair and hauled me up out of the chair. You didn't say a word. You just glared at me for a moment. I thought about screaming, mostly in shock, but then I realized what was happening. And my breath caught in my throat. You yanked me by the hair through the house. I struggled a little, mostly out of instinct, but in truth, I was already making a mess in my bikini bottoms just at the thought of what was happening. You dragged me into the bedroom and spun me around and ripped my bikini off. Oh, please, babe, I don't care. What you did to me last night was worth 100 of those bathing suits. He grabbed me by the back of the neck and flung me onto the bed. By the time I'd recovered and turned over, you already had your trunks off and you were on top of me, pressing me down into the bed, kissing me roughly, grabbing me, groping me everywhere. Your mouth, your hands, your whole body devouring me like you couldn't get enough. And then it started. You fucked my tits, you fucked my mouth, you fucked my hands. Then you dragged me over to the end of the bed on my back and pushed my head back over the edge. Thrust your cock into my throat as deep as you could go. You were relentless, just pounding over and over into the back of my throat until I was gagging, gasping for air, choking on your cock. He kept thrusting until my entire face was a wreck, covered in drool and sweat and tears. And just when I thought you were going to unload directly down my throat, you pulled away, grabbed me by my arm and flipped me over face first onto the floor. I was still choking, gasping for air and trying to breathe. Once I regained myself a little, I realized you were gone. For that one moment, I thought that was it. You had done what you were going to do and left. Then I felt your hand on the back of my neck, pressing my face into the floor. Your other hand reached around and lifted my hips up off the floor, shoving my ass into the air. And then I felt it. That cool, gooey liquid oozing down the crack of my ass. That was the moment, babe. The exact moment that I knew, no matter what you were doing to me, what you were going to do to me, that you would take care of me. Because despite everything you were doing, despite whatever place you had to take yourself to do these things to me, you still thought to use the lube. That was the moment I knew, no matter what happened, you'd keep me safe. After that, I just let myself go. I completely surrendered myself to you. I would do anything you wanted me to. I was your plaything, your toy to use however you wanted. I felt your fingers probing my ass, forcing the lube deep into my hole. And then I felt your cock pressing against the rim, except it wasn't your cock. It couldn't be. You still had your hand on my neck, and even through my tear-soaked eyes, I could see you kneeling next to me. Then I felt it plunge deep into my ass, and I knew it was the vibrator. You turned it on full blast and started hammering away at my ass. The vibrations were so fierce, I swear I could feel my teeth rattling. It was so intense. But I surrendered myself to it. I knew I was screaming, but I couldn't tell if it was out of pleasure or pain. Probably both. It continued for what felt like forever. Continued until I couldn't keep my legs from shaking and my knees from buckling. And I collapsed to the floor. You stopped and slowly slid the toy out, setting it aside. Your hands gripped under my arms as you hoisted me up over the edge of the bed, my legs still on the floor. I felt your hand grab my wrists and pin them behind my back as you pressed me into the mattress. I wasn't sure what was happening, but you started slowly rubbing your hand across my ass cheeks. And then the first smack against my ass. It was strong, but almost playful. I yelped and then giggled excitedly. Then the second smack came, and it was harder. Much harder. I felt it hit and sting ran through my whole body. I instantly understood. I'd failed you by collapsing on the floor before you were done with me. and failure meant punishment. You started spanking me harder and harder, each hit sending a wave of pain through my body and a lightning bolt to my clit. I told you I was sorry, that I'd do better. I swore I wouldn't fail you again. I promised you that I'd be your good girl. The spanking finally stopped and I released the breath I didn't even know I'd been holding. I felt your hand once again, slowly running across the now tender skin of my ass, gently, soothingly. I could feel the bruises starting to form under your palm, and I knew I'd take my punishment like a good girl. Well, you lifted me up onto the bed, propping me up on all fours, and climbed behind me. I shivered with anticipation, waiting for you to feel that plunge that deep inside of me. I felt your cock, and this time, it was your cock, pressing against my asshole. My pussy ached for you. I wanted so desperately to feel you inside me, but I knew that didn't matter. I had given myself over to you completely, and only you would decide what happened. Because of how much you worked me over with that toy, your cock slid right into my ass almost effortlessly, and you grabbed my hips and started pumping into me over and over. Every time your hips slammed against the raw, bruised skin of my ass cheeks, little spikes of pain rocketed through my body, followed by a wave of pleasure. It was so intense, so amazing. I wanted more. I wanted it all. I reached down to start rubbing my clit, and you instantly snatched my wrist and tossed my hand aside. I was confused. I didn't understand why you wouldn't let me touch myself. Then you laced your strong fingers around my throat, pulled me upright, pressing my back against your chest. I felt your hot breath on my cheek, your fingers squeezing around my throat, and you growled directly into my ear that nothing was going to touch my cunt until I earned it. The realization hit me like a cannonball. Despite everything you'd done, all the ways you'd violated and penetrated me, you hadn't once touched my pussy that entire time. And I instantly knew what you wanted, what I had to do. I had to come for you without either of us ever touching me there. You reached your arms around me and grabbed my breasts harder than you ever have before. Your hands were like claws, digging into my skin as you kept me upright, pressed against your chest. You started thrusting into my ass again, harder and faster than before, pushing my body to its limits until finally, blissfully, wave after wave of pleasure exploded through me. I screamed out in pleasure and my body went limp. You released your vice-like grip and I collapsed onto the bed, your cock sliding out of me as I dropped. I had barely caught my breath when I felt you grabbing my hips and slowly turning me over onto my back. I could barely lift my head up, but I tried to look at you, tried to see what was happening next. But all I saw were those intense eyes and that craven look on your face. I felt your hands around my ankles, and suddenly my legs were straight up in the air, pulled as wide apart as you could get them. You slid up between my legs, and I felt the tip of your cock brushing ever so slightly across my clit. I felt you probing at the entrance of my pussy, and my mind exploded. I'd earned it. I'd earned your beautiful cock. I begged you to take me, pleaded with you to please, please just use my body to get your release. My pussy was yours. My body was yours. My whole life was yours. You slid into me so fucking slowly. Inch by agonizing inch. I actually came again before you made it all the way in. The sensation was so intense. You pressed all the way into me, and I swear, I've never felt so full, so complete. Then you pressed my legs up almost over my head and started thrusting deep into me with long, forceful strokes. My mind went blank. There was nothing else in the universe in that moment except your cock, my pussy, and your pleasure. I lost count of how many times I came, but I know it was a lot. By the end of it, I couldn't tell where one orgasm ended and the next began. Like I was just continuously coming over and over again with each powerful stroke. Through my own spasms, I felt your cock throbbing inside me, ready to come. And I begged you to fill me, to dump every last drop inside me until I was overflowing. I felt the first burst inside of me, and I screamed in pleasure. But then you pulled it out. You slid back, grabbed your cock, and unloaded it all over me. My stomach, my tits, my legs, my pussy. You just came anywhere and everywhere you wanted to. And I understood. It didn't matter what I wanted. That was the deal. I gave myself over to you. The choice was yours, not mine. Without a word, you climbed off the bed and walked away, leaving me in a messy heap on the sheets, sticky and broken. I laid there covered in sweat and drool and spit and cum, wallowing in the beautiful mess you made of me. For the briefest moment, I wondered if you were ever coming back. And I thought it was exactly what I deserved. To be left there, covered in slime, like the dirty little slut I wanted to be. That I'd begged you to make me. But then you walked back in, damp washcloth in one hand and a towel in the other. You didn't say anything, you just came over to the bed and began cleaning me off and wiping me down. You pulled me up to the head of the bed and laid down and pulled my broken body into your lap. You wrapped your arms around me and held me tightly against your chest and started kissing the top of my head, telling me over and over how much you loved me. I was so overwhelmed by the whole thing. That was pure bliss, babe. Everything I hoped it would be. I've never felt more complete, more content, and more loved than I did in that moment. And then the apologies started. I was still a bit incoherent at that point and tried to get through to you. Explain to you that you had nothing to apologize for. But I can say it more clearly now. You did nothing wrong. It wasn't too much. It was perfect, babe. Absolutely perfect. You were perfect. You gave me everything I wanted and more. And I know it wasn't easy for you. I know you had to push yourself way out of your comfort zone to do those things to me. And I couldn't be happier or more grateful to you for giving that to me. Thank you, babe. For all of it. And yeah, my ass is still a bit bruised from the spanking, but honestly, I kind of like it. It's like my sexy little reminder. Every time I shift in my seat wrong or bump against something and I feel that little sting from a bruise, it's like another little lightning bolt to my clit, reminding me of my beautiful man and the lengths he's willing to go to just to please me. Hey! Asshole.